Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, two down, one to go here. Portland Sports Leader, the firm of Harris and Meringue. Danny's out, resting the voice. He'll be back Monday, hopefully, as will Jeff Russo. I've got Joe Fisher to my left, my old friend, and Casey Smith on the ones and twos behind the glass over there. You know what today is right now, Joe? You know what's on the TV behind you?
You know what I didn't know about that song until like a couple months ago?
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
That they say the Champions League in four different languages that the league has. So they have the German League, they have the Spanish League, La Liga, they've got the Premier League, and then they have the Italian league as well,
and maybe the French.
Yeah, French. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
And there's other ones like Liverpool's playing PSV Eindhoven, which is the Dutch team.
Eindhoven. But yeah, in the
Galatasaray, I believe is in the Greek league.
Sure.
No, they're Turkish. Excuse me.
I'll take your word for it. But yeah, the lyrics of the Champions League, they say the Champions League in different.
I love that
language, or the champions is what they're saying. So fun fact.
I love that.
You didn't know where I was going with that.
I did. I knew exactly.
Shut up.
Here this hour, our final hour before we'll send you on your way after us is Duck Insider from 1 to 2. You got the fan happy hour with Dusty Hera again today from 2 to 3. So make sure you check out that, and then you know how it goes, guys. It's prime time, 3 to 7. Isaac and Suk take you all the way home, Portland's number one talk show. For a reason, check that out, 3 to 7. Finish up 13 hours of live, local, continuous, regional sports talk radio. Coming up this hour, we'll slide over into Black Friday here in a moment. We'll talk about why this team still sucks, and they lost, and Joe's going to be very excited about that. Closing arguments to send you on your way. You know, you can count on me showing up, because you can't count on much.
I can count on what's behind me on the TV.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
When I came into the studio yesterday, I noticed that the TV was logged into Paramount+. And I was like, oh, what's this for? And I realized it was because you wanted to watch your Champions League.
We're watching Champions League.
So dude, if you want to watch football... or football.
The only thing that drives me crazy is this show, our last hour is 12 to 1, and the big games in Champions League start at noon. I wish they started at 11, because then I like got to race home to finish the game, or sometimes I stay here and watch them.
Well, that's because you're un-American, and you hate this country, and you wish you were in Europe. You remind me of my group of friends that are just diehard. I mean, they love all sports, but they are... very invested in soccer, Champions League, F1. They love
pass on that for me.
They love hockey, which I know like NHL, but they know all the Russian dudes and their names and how to pronounce them. And I tell them all the time. I was like, you know, you can just move to Europe if you want. You know?
And a cascade of booze rained down from the stands.
Pretty much, pretty much. Y'all haters because you just don't understand.
Hey, go Sharks, though. They're on fire right now.
Yeah, go Liverpool. They suck right now.
Let's go Penguins.
Oh, Penguin Kid. Oh, okay. Shocking. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Another one, yeah.
The NFL's got a nice little Thanksgiving slate. You know we're getting a Cowboy game. You know we're getting a Lions game. But it's always like, what's it going to be? What's it, is it going to be like the Arizona Cardinals and the Dallas Cowboys? No, my friend. Not so fast, my friend. We open up on Turkey Day with Green Bay at Detroit. Sign me up.
Huge game.
Kansas City at Dallas. Sign me up. And our new Thanksgiving team. We now have a third Thanksgiving team.
We do?
Yeah, dude. It is Detroit, Dallas, and it's Baltimore, man. I feel like the Ravens have been on Thanksgiving. I tried to talk to Danny about this yesterday. He wasn't having it. I feel like the Ravens have been on Thursday, on Thanksgiving, ever since the third game showed up.
Hey, that's my Baltimore brethren. Okay?
Did I just get Luke Anderson booed?
I think so.
I am offended.
I think you did.
I am offended.
Baltimore. Yuck.
Hey. Like I said, that's my Baltimore bird brethren over there.
But I swear to you that I feel like once we got the third game on Thanksgiving, the night game is always the Ravens.
Is it? I'm gonna check you.
Not sure why they would choose the Ravens. Not because Casey's here, but I would choose something like the Steelers. You know, old school program. Maybe the Niners. They probably needed an AFC team since these are both that. So
I think you might be a little bit confused because I think the Ravens were on Christmas last
Steelers
year.
Steelers and Ravens usually play on Christmas.
Oh, is that what I'm thinking about? I think
because last year it was the other non-Lions Cowboys game. It was Dolphins Packers. The year before it was 49ers Seahawks.
Well, maybe I am thinking of Christmas.
I don't. I haven't seen. Yeah.
Go Beavers.
Go Tigers.
The Ravens, I haven't seen them even pop up on this list.
All right, then maybe I will. Maybe I will rescind that.
How about this though? The originally scheduled 2020 primetime Thanksgiving game between the Ravens and Steelers was postponed to the following Wednesday because of COVID.
Oh, I remember that. We had that random Wednesday football game.
Yep. And it was at like 10 a.m. or something like that on a Wednesday. It was great. I loved it.
I don't know.
Not the COVID part.
I don't know which game of these three I'm getting up for more. I think I'm more excited about the Green Bay-Detroit game because I picked Green Bay to go to the Super Bowl at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. And boy, that pick looks worse and worse every week. Like, I really want to know what this team is about. But you flip it on its head. I mean, I'll let you share this. I won't share what you said about KC at Dallas. But also, Burrow's going to play. So, like, I want to see Joe. Baltimore's... trying to sneak in good, but I want to see Joe throw.
You got a Joe versus Joe game.
Got a Joe versus Joe.
That might be my favorite game of the day now.
Oh, who's Joe playing against?
Joe Flacco.
For the Ravens?
Joe Flacco for the Bengals.
Well, Joe Burrow's going to play.
Oh, that's right. Well, you got Joe and Joe going against Lamar Jokeson.
Do you think Joe Flacco is pissed off that Joe Burrow's healthy and wishes he could go back to Cleveland? Can they like do that? Could it be like a loan? Speaking of European soccer, could we just loan you until Joe Burrow is healthy and then he could go back to Cleveland and be the starter over Shadur?
Yeah, let's just go steal a win from the Steelers for no good old reason.
And then the Steelers so trade for Joe Milton from the Cowboys and start him.
Ooh.
Then you have a full Joe division just about.
Kansas City at your Dallas Cowboys, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I got to say, I walked in because I heard Dirt's pick on Sprague and the Line, and he took the Chiefs -3.5. And I was just, had to clarify. I'm like, so Chiefs -3.5, huh? And they're like, whoa, you're not cocky sniffing now, are you? I'm like, no, just, I'll keep that in mind.
What was the question you asked me?
Are the Cowboys the good guys tomorrow?
I think the answer is yes.
I think so, too.
I think people will want the Cowboys to win.
I'm going to throw this up.
Not me. I won't, because I'm an old man, and that just goes against 40 years of hatred of the Dallas Cowboys.
I completely flipped 180. I was against the Cowboys ever being the good guys. But you keep the Chiefs out of the playoffs and maybe keep the Steelers in a wild card. Let's go, boys.
No, see, you're just doing it for bias reasons. But to Joe's point, the world out there is pretty sick of Kansas City. Like, is T Swizzle at AT&T this weekend for Thanksgiving with her hubby? You know, like, people are real sick of that.
She might be performing at halftime. People get her and Scott Stapp down there.
Can you
to redo it? Yeah.
I think people are. Joe, I think you're right. I think if you pulled 10 average NFL fans, they would say they'd rather see the Cowboys win than the Chiefs. Unless you back it in and say, no, I still won't root for the Cowboys. I'll just root for the Chiefs to lose everywhere else.
I'm going to throw it up on the 105, the fan, the 10-5-1.
10-5-1?
Twitter account. Are the Cowboys the good guys tomorrow? Because I think it's fair to say, and also, listen, the Cowboys' playoff chances, it's like 9% at this point.
It's not going
to
happen. And they might get routed by Kansas City.
Well, I mean.
Joe, they might. I said they might.
Yep. Defenses look pretty good the last couple weeks.
Pretty good little team.
Got a couple guys back looking healthy. DeMarvian Overshawn looking good. Quinn Williams, not too bad.
Some gym rats, huh?
Yeah.
First in, last out.
Yeah, yeah. You know it. You know it.
The hustle.
Motor. Hustler. Yeah, he's got a motor. Love the way they spin it.
He's just got spirit, you know? Tough little player.
I think that if they, and also I talked about this with fellow Cowboy fan Kurt, can you imagine if the Cowboys, they beat the Eagles, they took care of business, mm-hmm. which was awesome. Just
which we'll get to in a half hour.
Oh, God, that was so great. They beat the Eagles, they beat the Chiefs, and then if they beat the Lions next week, could you imagine? Like, that'd be insane. Like, and then Cowboys are right back in the playoff hunt, baby. Let's go.
I will take Dak Prescott as MVP.
I'm not even kidding you, though. The Cowboys defense the last couple weeks, they have gotten some guys back. Ever since the bye week and making the trades, and they've gotten some more healthy bodies on that side of the ball. If you look at their defensive stats and defensive metrics,
oh God,
they're not so bad anymore.
Did they finally get a linebacker to block the run since that last bum couldn't stop the run?
Quinnen Williams is a ridiculous run stopper.
I agree. I agree.
DeMarvian Overshawn is back.
Micah Parsons is also a top five player in NFL defense. So
hey,
ooh, Dominic Soboslai.
We got plenty of money now. We got plenty of money to spend on other defensive players. No, I'm just saying, though, that I think that everybody and their mother wants the Chiefs. Well, maybe not their mother, because it could be a Swiftie. But everybody wants the Chiefs dynasty just
to be out. Just go away.
Not even get into the playoffs.
Yeah, and if the Cowboys
and if the Cowboys can help do that, then I think that the football community can get behind that.
Dominic Soboslai with the goal for Liverpool to tie that game 1-1.
Oh, the Hungarian.
Nice pull, dude.
Yeah,
dude,
right.
Eliminated from the World Cup, Hungarian.
That's
that dude
sad.
Cried. Our left back is Milo Kerkez. He's Hungarian, too.
Okay, we're starting to lose people.
All right. Moving on. Black Friday's got some great college football games, and I can't believe it. There's a must-watch game at 9 a.m. that I did not have on my bingo card coming into the season. We'll get to that next. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris, 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll get into this team continues to just disappoint. And I'm sure Joe will have a field day on it. I feel like we talk about it every single week, and every single week I have nothing to say. And then this week, they finally lost for it. So we'll get to that. Some NFL chatter there. Turkey weekend. Turkey weekend is about getting fat, getting drunk, and watching football.
Is that not the most American holiday?
It's about as damn American as it can be. I mean, I feel like Labor Day's got a little bit of that, but it's not really football yet.
Well, 4th of July has it. You substitute the football part, though, with blowing stuff up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty American.
There are no flags involved in Turkey Day. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's what it's missing.
Christmas, I wouldn't say that's an American holiday. That's a pretty worldwide holiday.
Well, Jesus is a worldwide thing, Joe.
No, Jesus was born in America. Everybody knows that.
Jesus was white.
Yeah, he was born in, Kansas. Okay.
Salina, Kansas, huh?
Yeah.
From 3 to 7, Monday through Friday, here on the fan.
If Jesus was born in America, where would he be born?
It's got to be in the belt, right?
I think that question is answered depending on where you go in the country. Because he could be a liberal snowflake trying to wash people's feet and try to home people and feed them.
He's probably born in Utah.
Where are my tax dollars going to, Jesus? Or he would be also shooting guns out of both hands. AK-47, actually, no, because that's a Russian gun. So you would have just two shotguns.
What does Kenny Powers say in Tropic Thunder? Mother Nature just peed herself with two explosives in his hands.
I would like to think it would be funny if Jesus was super just like right wing, shooting guns, drinking beer, bro.
Did you ever see the movie, I think it's called Three Kings, with Marky Mark, Ice Cube, and Spike Jones?
That's going to be a no.
Desert Storm?
No.
Well, there's this thing. It's
solid
about
movie.
Yeah, it's about Desert Storm.
Michael Bay produced that?
It's yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if he does.
That's during the Ice Cube State of the Union run.
Yeah, yeah. And they are.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
And they are. They are like in Iraq and they find a bunch of gold. All right. Now there's this scene where they're talking about, you know, don't you have something at home to have something to go home to? And it cuts to Marky Mark, who works at like a Kinko's, and he like tries to open up like an ink cartridge for a giant printer and it sprays ink all over him. I don't remember what Ice Cube's is, but then it cuts to Spike Jones. He has a mullet and he's just shooting beer cans off a fence with a shotgun. And he goes, I don't really have a home life, sir. Is that your Jesus?
That's Jesus.
That's your Jesus?
Yep. 100%. Mullet Jesus.
Mullet Jesus. Friday. If I would have told you, Joe, now after week one, I think it was maybe week two in college football, when Mississippi State beat Arizona State, I went, oh, what's going on in Starksville? What's going on down there? That team's not a joke no more, are they? Maybe you could have convinced me then, but there's no way I could have told you that Ole Miss Mississippi State is must-watch TV 9 a.m. on Friday.
Oh, 100%. That is going to be very similar to...
Are we even watching football?
Oh, that's a
like
drama.
Like when the game comes on?
Yeah.
Are we going, you know, that Trinidad Chambliss is pretty good.
That's what makes sports so great, is that the off-the-field drama can make the on-the-field product that much better. And that is a reason why people will be tuning into that game, is to see within that first quarter, first half, oh my God, is Ole Miss, are these players checked out and are they losing this game because of they know that Lane is gone? This could be similar to Oregon, Utah a couple years ago when everybody knew that Miami was where Mario was going to end up at.
Yep.
And then that was a very, very sad day because Oregon got absolutely demolished by Utah. And was that was in the Pac-12 championship game?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. Because they lost to them twice that year. And
you guys were so sad when Mario left you.
That was one of the
and
more...
now you all hate him.
Honestly, I didn't mind Mario so much. I thought he was a if you want to get all football guy here, a classic leader of
men. That's what I'm saying. I think most Duck fans were stoked when Mario was
and
here.
And when I look at it, like, you got to think of it from a human being perspective. There were a lot of players on that team that Dan Lanning then ended up coaching that were like, yeah, Mario's still my guy. Like, he recruited me and I, you know, appreciate everything he did with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them were pissed for what he did, but, you know, again, like, some of those players were still on the team that we were rooting for that he recruited and brought on, so.
This game is on ABC at 9 a.m. Are we on a Taylor Swift sort of watch of how many times? Does ESPN play into it and just keep showing Lane all day? No. It's like a play's going on and it's just Lane standing on the sideline. They don't even show you the play.
And then they go, like, halfway through the second quarter, they go back over to Lane Kiffin and he's just gone. Not even that. It's just a headset lying on the ground.
Like, is his ex-wife and kids in the stands? Huh? Do they cut to them a lot? Oh, there's his daughter. She's wearing a little purple. They going to LSU. She's going to LSU. Dude. I see a little purple in her earrings.
Dude, I cannot wait to see what happens. I'm right there with you.
It's so sad, too, because, like, Arizona State is a ranked matchup. Texas A&M, Texas is a ranked matchup. Georgia, Georgia Tech is a ranked matchup. And we only care about Ole Miss, Mississippi State.
No, I wouldn't say only, but I mean, the 9 a.m. What's the other 9 a.m. game? I
think Utah, Kansas.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. This is appointment television watching for college football fans. And it shouldn't be because of the matchup, but because of this storyline. Like, it is coming to a head very, very soon. And we're going to find out if Lane this week, when he's talking to the players in the locker room, he's like, well, you know, you guys just go out and play hard and we'll see where the chips fall. And,
some of you can come to LSU and some of you can't.
You know, just be proud of what you've done this year, whatever happens in the future. Like, he's just doing all these, like, superlatives where you're just like, I think he's gone.
I've got an official problem with this NFL team. We'll get to that next. But first, there's Casey with sports. Closing arguments coming up next to send you on your way. Finish up here. Jumping into the NFL. Wanted to do this for a couple days and just haven't had the chance to get to it. So we'll finally get to it. If you are a listener of this program, thank you. Appreciate that. Whether you're 105.1 FM, 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, or over on the YouTubes, appreciate you every time you listen. It has been no secret on this show, my disappointment in this team, especially on the offensive side. I am now officially out. I do not think they will repeat. I do not think they will go to the Super Bowl. I am officially out on the Philadelphia Eagles. Whatever is going on in that building, Nick Sirianni came out and said that offensive play calling will not change. I do not know why he would say that, because things for me are becoming absolutely unbearable to watch this team in the second half. They'll take on the Bears on Friday. Dude, and I swear to you, it's going to do it again.
Keep going. I'm almost there.
Against the Cowboys, this is the Philadelphia Eagles' drive chart after leading 21-0. Okay?
Oh, I'm quite familiar.
Punt, 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 missed field goal, fumble, punt.
And also, what's not included in there is a fumble on the punt return.
Yes, that Dallas should have scored a touchdown on and ended
the game. Yeah, let's not worry about that part. This is a segment on how bad the Eagles are, right?
I just don't understand it. And for a guy like Nick Sirianni, who is a very controversial head coach, you would think at some point he's going to get... He has to say there's something wrong in the offensive play calling. Look, the defense is keeping them in this game. Eagles go up 21-0 at halftime. Dude, if I didn't have red zone on, I would have never known that Dallas won that game. Because it's 21-0 at halftime, and I'm like, oops, see, I'm click. Changing over. I'm going to go watch Shador. Like, that's what I said. That's how bad this game was. And let me tell you what. I do not want to watch Shador Sanders in any way, shape, or form play quarterback. And that's how bad this game was. Little did I know that here comes second half Philly offensive problems. A.J. Brown got the ball.
Yeah, okay? they were working it.
It's not his fault. There's nothing to bitch and moan about except for you guys suck.
Yeah, the thing is, though, is that I feel like the Eagles, just on the A.J. Brown front real quickly, is that they have to consciously get him the ball rather than it fluidly being a part of their offense.
Right.
Where and it's just like, oh, so- we should probably throw it to him. And so they just focus on throwing it rather than like, how about you scheme up an offense to where he is able to get open downfield rather than, I mean, he in the first part of the game had like 7 receptions for like, I don't know, 60 something yards. The week before it was 7 catches for 49 yards. Like, they're just trying to get him the ball in these short yarded situations just to be like, hey, there you go. Are you happy? You okay there, bud? And we passed it to you this many times. But it's not like they're not drawing up the route tree to get him open and Devontae Smith open and to also get Saquon Barkley more than 22 yards rushing. Like, I want to pull up his game log, Saquon Barkley, because his rush this year rushing the ball, 3.7 yards per carry.
That's what I was just about to get to. Nobody is going to continuously rush for almost 2,000 yards every single year, more or less, be around.
He has one game this year where he's ran the ball for over 100 yards.
You are not going to rush the ball for 2,000 yards every year, okay? Well, I understand that. But the greats, and I think Saquon has the talent to be a great, and this is kind of your point of the A.J. Brown thing. What made this offense so great was its fluidity, was how it just, it had a nice spread, a nice mix. It was like some good accoutrements for your Thanksgiving, you know, appetizers. And now it seems the issue is so forced. You're not going to rush the ball for 2,000 yards every year. I understand that. But you should be rushing the ball for 1,500 yards every year if you're Saquon Barkley. And the fact that you are dropping off this far, you can't tell me that's we're missing Jason Kelce or we're missing an offensive line. No, dude, that's schematic. And I know I sit here and scream from the heavens that they miss Kellen Moore. They miss a warm body calling plays right now. Because right now it's like, I don't know, Jalen, what do you think we should do? Is what it feels like to me.
Yeah, it kind of feels like Jalen bail us out. And I'll tell you what, if that's what you want your offense to be, good luck.
You are in big trouble. And I'm not a Jalen Hurts hater. I'm really not. I've really come around to him. I think he is an extremely athletic, great game manager. And I think we've dispelled that negative context around that word, that phrase of game manager. And we've kind of proven, you know, Tom Brady is the greatest game manager of all time. We've kind of proven that you can win a lot of football games and be very, very successful being a game manager. And he's a freak athlete, too. You throw in the tush push. You throw in just his, you know, escapability, his elusiveness. And I think Jalen Hurts is, you know, top 10, maybe top 15 quarterback in the NFL. I think you can win a lot of games with him. But you're right. You want to go tell Josh Allen I need you to win this game? He can do that.
You're like,
I don't know if you want to ask Jalen Hurts to do that. You can ask Patty Mahomes to do that. I don't know if you want to ask Jalen Hurts. And it feels like that's where they're going right now.
Well, for the sake of, being, not completely biased, A.J. Brown did finish with 8 catches for 110 yards and a touchdown in the last game. But again, watching that game, it felt very forced, and let's feed him. And the last couple games, over the last 2 games, he has 15 catches. But I feel like it's kind of gotten to the point with him and that team where it's like, okay, we didn't trade you. You're on this team. And before things get even worse with this relationship, let's start feeding him a little bit more. But as we've seen after this week, and if you want to talk about them putting up 21 points right away, that's the best offensive game that they've had in weeks. Mm-hmm. So let's, you know, what was it, 10 points against Green Bay and 16 against the Lions. So they haven't had a good offensive game in a few weeks. And if you want to consider this a good offensive game, then go for it. I guess it's good in Philly standards.
On Friday, they will take on the Chicago Bears. They will be at home to take on the Bears. And look, I have been extremely critical of the Bears on this program. Their best win is, no offense, Casey, your Steelers in a tight game. And the Steelers have kind of come back to earth a little bit, although that defense is playing a little nicer. The Bears' wins are Cowboys, Raiders, Commanders, Saints, Bengals, Giants, Vikings. Like, those teams are ass. And I might take the Bears to beat the Eagles this weekend. And I don't think the Bears are a good team, in my opinion. I think they've beat the teams they should have beat. And outside of J.J. McCarthy being Superman on the first game of the season, like, they should have another win. And their losses would only be the Ravens and the Lions, which are respectable losses, even though Baltimore's kind of down this year. I don't believe in this Bears team at all. But, boy, you ask me who you got, Bears or Eagles? Like, are the Eagles up 35-0 at halftime? Because if they're not, I don't know. Because anything can happen in the second half against the Eagles. Anything.
Well, and anything can happen in the fourth quarter against the Bears. That's what they've shown this year, is that they have, like, was it 5 fourth quarter comebacks this year alone? They're one of the better teams.
They're the Commanders this year.
Yeah, and they're one of the better teams in one possession games this year, which, honestly, that is how the NFL goes year to year. It's like, if you are in the playoffs or missing the playoffs, or you went last year and didn't go this year, it's usually because you performed in one possession games, mm-hmm. and then the next year you don't, or the next year you do, you know? So that's what the Bears are doing, is they're making late game comebacks or holding off teams from making comebacks at the very end. I mean, their last 4 games are all by 5 points against the Bengals, which took a miracle to win that. A comeback against the Giants.
Should have lost. If Jackson Dart doesn't go out, they lose that game, I think.
They did their best to lose to the Vikings as well. They let the Vikings back in that game last minute. And then last week against the Steelers as well. They are escaping by the skin of their teeth. And as much as I would love to jump on with you as far as Bears beating them this weekend, the Bears are fortunate to be where they are.
Agreed.
And this could be one of those moments where the Eagles look at themselves and be like, we need to rectify this and fix this now. They kind of started to figure it out a little bit last week, but then the Dallas defense, give them credit. They showed up and they bowed their back when they needed to, and they were making a lot of ugly, dumb mistakes early in the game that were giving the Eagles opportunities that they might not have otherwise should have had. So
I'm with you. I think the Bears are bad and they should lose this game.
They're a 7-point dog. They're a pretty big favorite. The Eagles
but
are.
But if Philly goes out there and does squadouche again in the second half, don't be shocked if this is another one of those Bears let them back in and should have lost that game but ended up winning that game.
It'll be a very intriguing game. And I think that the Bears, what they're going through right now is somewhat of what we saw with the Patriots, where it's like, okay, where's your marquee win?
True.
Where is the prove it factor with you? Because the best team you've played this year are the Lions, and you gave up 52 points to them. The second best team you played this year are the Ravens, and you lost 30-16. Your third best team that you played, I guess, is the Steelers, and you did win that game last week, but by a thin margin, and people are starting to sell their stock on the Steelers. So the Bears are looking at this one as like, hey, this is going to be a tough game. It's against the defending champ, but if they need a marquee win and to prove people that they are who their record states they are, 8-3 and first in the NFC North, they need to win this game.
Especially because what they got coming down the pile, this is them at Eagles, Packers.
It's tough.
Home against the Browns, at Packers, at Niners, home against Lions. Which is woof.
All teams that are in the playoff race, and even though the Browns aren't, you got to face Myles Garrett.
Dude, that defense is nasty.
Yeah, it's a game changer.
To where the Eagles, if they lose this, they can skate a little bit. They have Chargers, Raiders, Commies, Bills, Commies for the rest of the season. All right, closing arguments is next. We'll wrap it up, send you on your way on a turkey edition of the Firm of Harris and Marang. Joe Fisher filling in. Patrick Harris here. Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, that's going to do it for us here. Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Coming up on the show tomorrow is Gotcha Nothing. Nothing.
Oh, that's right.
That's usually just part of my built-in tease there. I usually like to tell people what's on the show tomorrow.
Hey, you made me hesitate. I was teased.
Tomorrow
a little
is
tickle.
Tomorrow is Turkey Day.
It is.
Are you going to your dad's?
I am going to my dad's. Yeah, I'm heading over to Sherwood and the old
Fisher Estate.
Yep. It's going to be chaotic.
I heard
That's how it goes.
I heard you talking on the happy hour yesterday about that you will never be the guy that burns his house down from deep frying a turkey.
Oh, God, no.
However,
there's a perfectly good oven that will cook it for me.
Joe Fisher II strikes me as a deep fried turkey guy.
No, we haven't done a turkey like that at his place. Okay. We used to go to my stepmom's. I guess step grandma down in Sweet Home.
Do you know? Oh, I know where that is. My old boss is from Sweet Home.
I remember
they probably know each other.
I would drive through that town and be like, "Where the hell am I?"
I can't imagine there's more than like 15 people from Sweet Home.
Coincidentally, her house did not catch on fire or blow up from that, but she definitely died because she fell asleep with a cigarette in her hand.
Yeah.
And it exploded in an oxygen tank and literally like blew a hole through the side of her house.
Yeah.
So while her house did not burn down and explode because of a fried turkey, it exploded because of that.
Did she die?
And before
in the
you
explosion?
Feel bad, and I see Casey's face over there, like, oh my God, she was not the kindest lady in the world. Like where she would blow her cigarette smoke in the children's face
basically
be like, suck it, I don't care about your secondhand smoke complaints.
Wow.
Yeah, she was a pretty
savage.
Yeah, she was a witchy woman. So when the whole story came out that, how did grandma die? She fell asleep with a cig in her hand, and it exploded.
Grandma got blown up by her cigarette.
I could not believe the story. Like, everybody in the family was almost...
Just, like, jaw dropped, and there's your dad.
Everybody in the family was almost just like, oh, my God, that's wild.
That's horrible.
Horrible, but also just like, oh, my God, I didn't... It's like Jaws, like... Wait, if you shoot an oxygen tank, then the shark's just going to... I didn't
smile,
know.
You
I think everybody was just more so amazed at the science aspect of that. Like, wait, that could happen? Oh, my God.
Yeah, how do you blow up the oxygen tank? It's got like a cut casing and everything.
Dude, I don't know.
From a cigarette?
Dude,
is there like a bottle rocket attached to it?
I don't know. I'll find the article for you.
There's a news article?
Yes.
Oh, I gotta read this.
I will find it.
I gotta read this.
I'm on it.
Okay.
Dude, I remember when it happened.
If we do Christmas shows, we're revisiting this.
I remember when it happened and my dad told me, he's like, yeah, grandma, blah, 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 blah. She passed away. And I was like, oh my God, what happened? You know, just like natural causes. No, her house blew up because she passed out with a cigarette in her hand and it blew up the oxygen. And I was like, whoa.
Dude, you nailed it with the science aspect. I got to know the science aspect. How does the cigarette blow up the oxygen tank?
I think it's just the pressurized gas aspect. I don't know.
Low key hilarity though, of being on a cigarette while on an oxygen mask. or oxygen tank.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, that's the low-key irony of the whole situation.
I mean, come on. Yeah.
Come on.
But my dad, I think he might do, like, a smoked ham.
Ooh.
He has done that before.
Look, dude, I love a great turkey sandwich, but I'm not the biggest Thanksgiving food guy.
Yeah, well,
I got in a lot of trouble yesterday. The fan text line was not excited about my Thanksgiving food takes.
Oh, dude, I love it. All day.
It's just not my stuff.
Mashed potatoes. You ever had leek mashed potatoes?
I have, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Leeks are fantastic. I love mashed potatoes.
Buttery leeks a lot of it, mashed potatoes.
A lot of it, and my biggest argument, Joe, I said this yesterday, is just, it's a lot of food that we don't make at any other time of the year. Why? Because it's not very good.
Poppycock.
It's just nostalgia at this point, man.
I feel like we should have Thanksgiving food more often. Maybe not like once every month. Maybe it's a biannual thing.
Sure.
Someone said yesterday on the text line.
It would normalize it a lot more. I would probably have a different opinion.
Someone said on the text line it's like the Easter. Easter would be solid for some Thanksgiving food. You already do like ham and mashed potatoes around then anyways.
Why not just run it back?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that's a good time. And it's enough time after Thanksgiving where you're not like, oh, God, turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes again. And so that's like 6 months removed. I think that's
perfect. Yeah, it's not like Tuesday night.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me ask you this, Joe. We'll get out on this. Is Joe for this way? Because, and I don't know if you were this way as a kid, but my kids just told me the other day they had the best school lunch, hot lunch. And their favorite hot lunch at school is Thanksgiving dinner.
Dude.
Did you feel that way when you were in school? Because I did.
I always liked the Dr. Seuss day when they did green eggs and ham.
Oh.
They would food dye the
eggs. See, I always loved the turkey and the mashed potatoes and the gravy and the little small pumpkin pies we'd get. My kids love that as well. I do want to give a big shout out to my buddy Brian Cook over at Lombard House. They raised 100 pounds of peanut butter for the St. John's Food Share as they host Eagles games up there. So just want to give him a very happy holiday.
I'll give that Eagles fan one tip of the cap for that. That's nice.
He does a lot of great stuff for the community up there, so go support him. As I know, me and my friend Tyson Alger, we are supporters of Lombard House. Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Leskin Law's one-day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not wars. I hope you all have a safe, happy, and righteous Thanksgiving weekend. Joe, I love you.
Love you too,
thanks
man.
Thanks for being
happy
in, man.
Happy Thanksgiving.
For Joe Fisher, that's Casey Smith behind the glass. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.